for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. Before we begin our lovely tarot reading, a couple of things. It's tarot reading, channeled guidance, food for thought. Okay, integrating it all as always. The expanding consciousness journey is for those who are the 5D Collective, particularly. That means you have left and right mode of your brain, integration capacity. You're not on Elsa's journey. You're at the end. You know when you look in the mirror, you have a three-year-old heart. And if yours is whole, then you have compersion for every person out there. It means you have the capacity to work with your own embodied brain. And so you know how to sit in your higher social engagement system. I need this to be clear. And it is not something you need to be in. It's something you are open toward. You're open towards becoming your restorative embodiment. This is your mammalian heritage. I'm attachment trauma informed, okay? If you need any clarification, reach out and I'm glad to explain. But the gist of it, you are happy. Even if you had an enemy, quote unquote, you want them to be happy. You do not wish or harbor any ill will. Even if you're upset, and let's say you use the word hate, right? I've done that in the past where you use it because you're so angry, so upset. Yeah, two people, I had two people I put in that. And that is the only two people that ever came into the mix. And today I'm in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group. I'm in oneness consciousness with the lovely sphere of infinite and beyond, infinity and beyond. Jesus, thank you. And then thanks to my mysticism, I can tell you all about our oversoul and downloads and, for example, earth babies and star babies. And I'm not kidding right now, okay? So it is mystic stuff, FYI. But relationships and trauma healing taken seriously. I'm attachment trauma informed, so we can thank the lovely educators. I'm the pseudoscience lady because they're the sciences. I'm not. I bring human spiritual and spirituality. Woo-woo, because the sciences, they study the sphere of consciousness. They call it the hard problem. We know it's not a problem. We also know it's not true that there are no mediums, but we also know that mediums are not provable because we're not flat earthers. The 5D mystics are not flat earthers. So there's no spiritual warfare going on. Nope. It's a big ball of energy. And we're going to start with this. So let me share 5D community. I'm a 5D mystic. I'm a person who has the lovely ability to be overflowing with humanity, which is why, thank you, Sadhguru, divinity did descend. Divinity is not an entity. I learned all about God and the Holy Spirit. My first light body experience was my confirmation with my lovely upbringing of Catholicism. So I'm a Christian, but obviously those who remain in the 3D world will not see that, right? The part is that we are not accepted by all. So I'm a Reiki master. I know there are theologians who tell people that we are not good energy, that Reiki masters are tapping into bad energy, essentially, okay? And so please, let's remember, education empowers us, but it's only when we disengage from spreading rumors. So FYI, Patrick McNamara, neuroscientist, look him up. He talks about the religious self and decentralization and how expansion of consciousness and the self and religion and REM, a lot of different topics. But look him up. He has an interview from Well or Big Think on YouTube, and he has three of them. But the one that I'm talking about right now is the one where he proves there's no demon that possesses a person that is defined as possessed by demon by those who don't learn about neuroscience and his proof and his studies, okay? So I know that some people are like, well, he doesn't have all the proof. Well, that's why I'm a 5D mystic. Again, I know of the plane of the sphere of consciousness. I know of the denser planes. This does not make me say, oh, because the volcanoes are exploding, we have demons on here. Oh no, it's Luciferian era. Ha! Okay, no, those are all 4D. They're all in a story. They're all in a story. They're not in any way, shape, or form taking seriously healing trauma. They don't know about the brain, apparently. Or they don't like to learn about attachment trauma, apparently. And they don't know what consciousness barriers and memory barriers are and what child parts are. I do. Okay, so Patrick McNamara proves that there are no demons that possess poor human beings who have nightmare after nightmare after nightmare. Their fear receptor goes wonky. REM's trying to heal their trauma charges and their trauma fragmentation, and it's not succeeding. So they keep on having recurring nightmares and they don't go and get good help that would help them to stop having nightmares and to heal that stuff and to help them understand what's happening with their brain. I take your inner and outer well-being seriously. 5D mystics will not spread rumors. I will not say, come to me for some Reiki. No, I will say, let's talk about your window of tolerance, shall we please? No, I won't say that necessarily either. But my point is, a 5D mystic will not talk to you about Reiki healing, about Akashic record readings, or about tarot readings in a way as if we're healing anything. No, first, you're not broken. When they say healing trauma, it's because trauma are the charges and more than just that can come up and will come up If you're self-aware, self-reflective, and you're able to self-regulate, then you will know already, like I do, how to feel gooey, ooey, ooey always inside. I don't have any abuse or neglect from my childhood. I don't have a shame cycle. I don't have any of it. I have an inner child that never broke away from kindness and compassion, and even knowing I'm not kind to some people, meaning they don't think of me like that. I'm an evil bitch and an evil witch. We all will be 5D mystics. It's okay. Nobody needs to be a 4D. I'm against the church. They're coming after me like my ancestors. Okay, what year are you in again? Please get out of your structural dissociation and just complete clinical dissociation, because that's what it looks like when I see people that are 4D mystics who continue to do things online sometimes. Okay, so I take seriously humanity because I love and have always loved. I'm a human. As a teenager, humans suck. You know you're human, right? You're offending yourself. No, I'm not. I'm just offending others. Well, technically, you're offending our entire species. So you're in there. Your mirror, your reflection. What words come out of your mouth, they do matter. And enough about that. I wanted you to get the gist of a 5D mystic. We have a relationship with the sphere of energy, but not the 4D way, which is, if you see tarot readers who do not do this, 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 and this, they're not legit. So when I see somebody giving certain types of indications to other people, I know they're informing the ones who are going to go for tarot readers, not for the right reasons, meaning like Ursula's song, poor unfortunate souls, so sad, but true. This one wanting to get dinner, that one wanting to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, I do. Those poor unfortunate souls. Then they come and tell me I'm evil, whatever it is. Okay, so we don't do Ursula either, obviously. Nobody's a poor, unfortunate soul, by the way. But what she explains is something that I've seen. Okay, so when you have the codependent type individual, a person who has attachment wounds, childhood potential, developmental trauma, and trust breaks with humanity, and they have gender stereotypes, generalizations, they think humans are evil and everything from nature needs to be what continues on versus understand how evolution works. Okay, all those people, put them all in the box, the ones who don't look into being human at all. I try to share with all of the human suffering love narrative group, all of this stuff that you get to hear, they don't want to hear it. They just roll their eyes. They go, Maria, you're telling me something dangerous. How dare you love all people? This is a mystic dude who is a lovely friend of mine. But, when he looked at me like that, I'm like, what? It's dangerous. What's dangerous? You're talking. No, I'm not. I'm not. Don't you see you have eyes like I do? Let's get to our tarot reading. Okay, but taking trauma healing seriously is only going to happen if you're a pacha or wanting to be a pacha so that you can shake people's hands. Say you love them forever and ever and know how to handle when their teenager comes up. The teenager is low self-esteem people. That's all this is. So it's people who don't know how to tell you the truth in your face, and you will recalibrate. As always, functional adults recalibrate. So the 5D mystics, we bring people together and we bring humanity together, and we continue with the researchers and sciences people. I love learning about attachment and trauma and more than just that, but my focus is primarily the areas of how to support people to be their self, and I come to you as an empowered woman. I'm a divine feminine with my own divine masculine, and then I do have my divine masculine twin flames and soulmates. Okay, so my counterparts will always be divine masculines, and they complement me, but the ones who complement me are really the empowered. So I have a lovely empowered divine masculine in my life, and they have brought me the capacity to become a better version of my own divine masculine, because see, we have the traits. So like for me, hopefully I've given him the ability to be a better divine feminine for his own self. Only he can speak for himself. I can't speak for him, but I know for me, my empowered divine masculine has enabled my eyesight to get better and better and better, and in a way that there's never going to be enough words to say, how can I ever repay, or however that works, right? Is there anything I can do to repay what you have gifted me? Because it is an honor not only to have the possibility to share life with people that you love, but to know that they support you to be better. So while my other divine masculines have supported me to be better, they've done it in a very different way. And that's because we all have our own journey. And with that being said, enough about the examples and more about the reading. So when you know you, you will know your inner child, and you will have your inner child in your hand, and you will have your emotions in your hand, and you're not projecting them. You do not have envy, you do not have jealousy, you don't have spite, you do not wish upon any other person anything except for good therapists, for those who are maladaptive child behaviors and leading the human suffering love narrative. And then you are focused on becoming the version of the person of yourself, and so left and right mode, and you're expanding your consciousness. So you want to get to your prefrontal cortex. You're going to use your blade, your mind, in a way that brings forth the unconscious. You're your own mirror. You're not doing Elsa's journey. You're at the end. I got a three-year-old, and you know that an earth keeper is not a person who's a vegan or vegetarian or who doesn't like people who work, for example, in the zoo. Yes, you don't have, no, those are all people who are teenagers. They don't understand that we're in a 2024 year and things go through change. They deny technology, science. They think it's demons taking away our divinity. Okay, so any person who is deviated because they have preferences that they are not aware of, this is called, you got implicit bias, explicit. You got a bunch of opinions that you're saying are more important versus noticing that we are a big herd of 8 billion and growing. So to keep the earth balanced is not about going to the forest. I'm so sorry for the people who think that going to ancient times is what's going to bring the future. That's why we got 4D saying, oh no, the volcanoes are erupting. It's spiritual warfare. Demons are coming out of the mountains. No 4D, no 4D. That's completely from ancient stories. So our lovely planet, if you did history, I know I did in high school. I have a horrible memory for that, but I know I did history, right? And I know that right now our world got to get this digital thing, digital era, and right now we're finally like, okay, it's sticking around. Let's see how we can keep moving forward. And technology will save the future. So that's the part. Science saves the future. And we want to create conversations that enable us to completely continue to stay in a balanced space. So yes, of course, treating the earth better, recalibrating our ecosystem, allowing the organic planet to be healthy again, since we will have had the ignorance and the evil ignorance of the past abuse it in a way that today, and they say we've already had for a long time, but as good educators present, it's baby steps. Slow and steady wins the race, like a turtle. And like any of those wise stories, the hare and the turtle, right? Slow and steady wins the race. So we consistently advance as a species. The people who are judgmental of our species are teenagers who are blinded by their own, I have a side, and there you go, they're Peter Pans with the Lost Boys. They are following trending topics. People who are open-minded, like my lovely divine masculine empowered friend, and they are a person that is beyond the solo self. So whether they are spirituality or not, meaning whatever they consider, they know how to look at our herd and say, okay, here's where we've improved, here's where we haven't, and then to have a great exchange with another human being who might have a completely different opinion. And there's that. So that's the part of what keeps the earth, the earth keeper. It's not people who say, only the forests need to win and all the humans need to be out. The ones who watch those shitty movies that kill us off. Yeah, I'm not going to go with those people because I'm a person and I want to live life. So anytime I see any human being who wants to kill our own species, I'm just like, okay, anyone who wants to use dictionaries and define demonic spirits, them too. So anybody who's not in favor of the earth moving forward, I'm like, you're all in a corner over there. I'm going to not be with you all. You're not the smart ones, by the way. You're not. Survival mode is not the smart ones. They're all with trauma charges, projecting. So they will be a pattern. Doesn't take much to recognize a pattern. I'm a pattern too. And the more you hang around them, the more you'll be like, okay, I spot you. So for example, I have a friend that I noticed his pattern in about 3 years. Now I need to wait to see another 3 years what's going to happen because I'm curious now to notice, does he have alters or does he not? I'm like, so I had an exchange with one of my friends about him. And we'll find out in time, but it's too soon. Long story short, though, in 3 years, his pattern became completely clear to me because we're all, again, humanly speaking, a pattern. But really, he's a unhealed, unconscious version of himself. So he's just rolling with the punches from his 0-1 to 3-7, and it's all his unconscious. when you look yourself in the mirror, no Elsa journey, just be like, okay, I'm a three-year-old. I need to share the floor. What am I going to do with my three-year-old self? Well, I want to learn things, first of all. Okay, so I have passions. Okay, cool. How am I going to share my passions? Well, I'm going to share with other educated human beings who have the desire to speak with their open heart and open brains and open throats. Okay, and there you go. So you build secure attachment relationships, and you know authority, which is that which stays true to power that is directed and realized with receptivity, wisdom, and love. Okay, so receptive wisdom and love is what authority involves. It is directed and it is firm and discernment. Discernment, for example, you view the world and the people around you from a place of inner balance and detachment, yet you have compassion and wisdom. So you're not emotionless. You're in your higher social engagement system. Discernment and authority are necessary in order for you to be empowered, which is when you show up fully and completely, uniting yourself with others in deep trust that you and I and all are connected to the same, in fact, source. We're all part of the same energy. And your divine masculine and your divine feminine traits are complete. Divine masculine, you're strong, you're focused, and your active side, you allow it to express itself while helping others to bring forth their dreams, but also you bringing forth your dreams and ideas. And that's in the form of kindness and wisdom. Your divine feminine, you are allowing yourself to be receptive, nurturing, and have that soft side. You express it openly and help yourself and others to connect to that intrinsic understanding of the connection to all of creation. And so the heart of you is connected to my heart, and that's where our inner children play. Okay, so we have whole, healed inner children, or we're learning to be that. And we share synergy with those who allow us to play the game of life. And synergy, this lovely energy, supports our allowance and acceptance of not so obvious, never seen before combinations and unions that result in new ways of functioning, working, thinking, relating, loving, and being. It reminds you to embrace the unfamiliar so that the new yet exciting co-creation can give birth to a new reality. When you're able to put your personal stuff and hold it, and you're not projecting, you don't get angry or upset at people who have different opinions, you're going to be able to express a new reality and conceptualize it. And that's where the 5D collective is. So we remember that we are a soul in a body, but that soul, you can use the word energy, okay? Because I know that soul, they connect it to belief systems. It's not about the belief systems not being true. I'm beyond the belief systems. I'm enlightenment soul age group, and I'm sharing with you that so that you can understand the relationship to your body begins with you having all of your child charged parts uncharged, your emotional mature self. This means you know how to regulate your nervous system. If you get panic attacks, I have always been able to handle them in the uncomfortable, but without making it into something that needed to be addressed with anyone. When I did share it, it's because it, you know, takes place in different moments. I don't have shame. I don't get pissy, angry, upset, offended, okay? Anything that others I've noticed that don't have the handle on the panic attack. So they suffer when they happen. It means it creates great destabilization in their mind. So their brain is just really, really upset. And that's the thinking. When I say brain, I mean that they're left mode. I do not get upset with myself because my body is doing something. I have compassion. And I also already knew that my energy body was expanding. That's what a 5D mystic, a divine feminine, that is a true divine feminine, knows of their soul. We don't need to use that word. It's because you have a name. Use your name, my lovely listeners. And if you are a divine feminine, you will always have remembered your name and where you come from, because you will have not lost the innocence of your 0-1-year-old attached panicky or your 3-7 shame submissive. You will not have lost your innocence. Humanly speaking, you do not have trauma that will have you become unkind. You will choose kindness over anything. You will choose to treat others the way you will have wanted to be treated. I'm trying to give this for new listeners because there are those of you who are healed, not broken, no trust breaks, and you need to hear, or here's the deal, this inner child who's speaking to you, this is how it's always worked. It's not a special gift. Jesus, I love you, man. You're with me, but it's not because of the belief. And so we will use soul, aka energy. It's interchange. I don't care. We're not going to use the word soul as if it's some different thing because people are spiritual bypassers due to this. And so I'm choosing to expand the way we talk about this. So heart, use the heart. Use your heart. How about that? Use that organ because that organ actually is a brain. So we could use the heart. Okay, but they then go on to use other words sometimes in cards. So you will have gone through things. And this is, though, true for any of you who have had downloads of your past lives. My soul is more than just Maria. I've had plenty of downloads of past life regressions, a lot of them. They're really interesting. So my body has always been able to do Akashic record readings when I began. I'm self-taught because I already had mental and emotional stability because I don't have an inner child that needed to figure out, you're looking for you. I already knew that, okay? So it provides us with the valuable information and tools to flow gracefully with and in this life. And this is Purusha Prakriti, pure consciousness, Purusha, unconditional love. Prakriti, pure energy, it's your three-year-old heart, the wholeness of you. And so you continue becoming more of yourself. In fact, you'll feel completely yourself when you're back in your restorative embodiment and in the enlightenment soul age group for pure pieces of consciousness. And then we have soul time. And this frequency allows us the possibility of a new reality to emerge, one that embraces the concept that while the corporeal body is mortal, the soul is timeless, limitless, and infinite. Okay, so this piece of energy, you, consciousness, and the aspect of its immortality, which we will have learned about in different episodes, we've talked about it. Yes, timeless, limitless, and infinite. I know my oversoul, my twin flames, my soulmates, my future. I ask questions about my future, and I know, for example, about earth babies and star babies. We've talked about that. And so, for example, why in my future am I going to move forward, for example, with certain people and not with others, when the earth, for example, completely ends, because I saw one of my lives where this happens, and I asked a question. So I'm using an example, because you ask a question, you'll get the intuitive hit immediately. If you're divine feminine, again, you have no separation from the sphere. And the answer was that star babies are ones that can live beyond the earth babies. The earth babies, they were born with the earth. And again, this is not provable, which is why I'm okay with the, it's a woo-woo story, because it's not provable. But you ask me, the mystic, the one who's channeling and reading for you, of course I know in my heart it to be true. But see, my mind's not disconnected from this word. So I'm not going to say it's true. I'm going to say my feeling, of course, I can see the future, but it's not provable. I'm okay with it not being provable. And in fact, I don't hold on. I'm not attached to trying to make it fit, to make it true or not. This is for my 5D mystics. This is what it's like to be a 5D mystic. You have fun with the infinite, timeless, da 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 da. And it's beautiful to come together with those of you in future who are here. It's not fun to be with people who think that they are better than others because they have clairs, or that it is for sure true. And then they begin to be a teenager. No, no, but I know it's true because my clairs are telling me it's true. And then, okay. Give it, wow. So sorry, you're getting offended right now. What the fuck? Okay, so I'm just saying, some people, they don't understand that when they're doing that, not to mention, it's not about understanding, but they're not staying grounded is what I'm going to say. Their blade is turning into a 16-year-old, a 3-year-old, and they want it to be true. Now I'm thinking about flat earthers who need to belong to a group, and Pinocchios with tails and ears, and, you know, Cuscos and the squirrel from Cusco and Peter Pans. And I'm thinking you're a teenage and mean girls who's thinking you're special because you got some fucking clairs going on, and here's where you get lost. And then I need, you know, so a person who's not serious about their own trauma their own adulthood, their own relationships with humanity is going to be busy with a story from Elsa's journey and wanting it to be true. They're going to consistently be in spiritual bypass. This is what I just gave you. Now, it doesn't matter how they twist or turn it. So they don't have the divine feminine axis that I'm talking to you about. Not to mention the timeless infinite relationship with the sphere of energy. If they did, they would know sciences explains spirituality, and spirituality does not trump sciences. Sciences proves there's no demon in the body of anybody who has nightmares, that their fear receptor and their brain can be worked with a good therapist to help them to live an inner and outer well-being life and to be a part of our herd, which already is here. So expanding consciousness is about integration of the brain. Healing trauma is about integration of the brain. It's about your restorative embodiment. It's about you overflowing with humanity. That's how divinity descends. It's not about a story that takes you offline and leads you to squirrel land of Cusco. Okay, moving forward with our tarot reading. The frequency of the Merkaba supports our ability to use our consciousness to traverse into other layers of reality and dimensions. It activates our access to our Akashic inheritance as well, merging the totality of our experiences into our present to serve our highest purpose. My recent downloads have supported me in a most amazing way, as always. And that's because of the capacity to be detached, one, from the stories being true or not, but also to conceptualize them as a person who lives relationships with the human beings that are part of these downloads. And what that means is you embody the dynamic that is part of healthy self-worth partnerships. Okay, so dynamic supports our ability to harmonize between layers and aspects of different origin and frequency. It helps us to put together a reality that is made up of many different elements, both familiar and completely new, with ease, grace, and great joy. And we create alchemy with these beautiful relationships. Alchemy activates our magical ability and remembrance of the magic that we all hold inside. Each one of us has the potential to access the ancient knowledge that allowed the true alchemist to perform the miracles of transmutation. Okay, so see, when they use words like this, like these, people think of our ancients. So I'm going to say alchemist and miracles. Miracles, science is a miracle that works. We don't need to believe in it as a belief system. It can explain aspects that have happened, like it doesn't explain everything. That's fair and square. And transmutation, that takes place because of our capacity to look at things from a subjective perspective that involves more subject matters, not less. So your ability to believe, frequency of belief, the sense of self-worth based on your gifts and talents and a strong connection to source. Again, it's a big ball of energy. Your gifts and talents is you being your inner child, first of all. Your whole inner self. Use your name, Gui Ui Ui, and that's self-worth. And so you have integration of the brain in your forefront. It means that if I have the shittiest of days ever, that I know how to sit with myself. Emotions last, 60, 90 seconds, I forget. And you don't ruminate, do not ruminate. So you don't have an inner critic and you don't have an outer critic. Your body, though, comes with you. And so there are people who will have heard things like what I shared with you right now. We're going to use a tangible example. That way you can understand the difference. I will use first me as a three-year-old who still comes forth with my twin and my mother. I began working on my tone and the reactivity at the age of 16 because I knew immediately this is not a reflection of how I love my family, but it's because they consistently, my mother will have told me, why are you answering me like that? Why are you? And so I will have heard a million times how my tone and mannerisms, and I will have been self-reflective about it. And when I'm self-reflective about it, it's like, okay, that really is a tone that isn't doing something that is like with everybody else, which is unflappable, equanimous, easygoing. Your dynamic with household always involves those first 3 years of life, your implicit memory. And that's why only by you being self-aware, self-accountable, and self-responsible of those emotional plane reactivities do you begin doing something different. I learned that I could do that. I could stop a habit by watching this one documentary on psychology stuff. And that's the same one that probably some of you will have watched at some point in your life, but the 21 days to build a habit, okay? So when you notice that your mood is yours, your emotion are yours, your tone is yours, and you say, I will do personal development, you begin to work with your left and right mode, okay? So we'll simplify it this way and bring me to share with you the other example. I'm told that every time this individual who feels extremely lonely inside their body, they scream loneliness. It feels like teeth chewing itself, you know, very, very crappy, ugly feeling, meaning like a piece of shit kind of thing. Okay, so feeling tortured, seeing people being in a romantic relationship, having babies, getting married, it's a woman, not polyamorous, a monogamous woman, who is not securely attached. There's attachment wounds, and there's therefore structural dissociation takes place. There's 0, 1, 2, 3, 7. Their child parts unconscious comes up. And when it comes up, there's an inner critic. I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm not wanted. Then there's an outer critic. No, humans suck. They don't love. Why are they loving more together? Why don't I get someone? This is unfair. I'm so pissed. I'm beyond angry and upset and sad, and I feel invisible, and here goes, I'm gonna go piss some people off because that way they can be as miserable as I am. Okay, so this shared with me, I do this thing whenever I get upset, I go and try to make people miserable, especially when I'm seeing couples, and I do it on purpose. And I say, okay, so now that you're aware of this, you can actually stop it. You can disengage by choosing to do something different in those moments. No, it's too hard. Now, the therapists, they have shared with me that structural dissociation is hard. However, if you're not going to good therapy and you're talking about it and you actually want to tell me that you are the leader of yourself, then I'm going to say you can try a little bit harder. I'm going to use those panic attacks. But again, I have secure attachment. So I know the difference that I am empowered in my body with my mind. There was no rupture, okay? So I don't have a 0, 1-year-old who's freaking out inside. I know how to self-regulate. Any person with an attachment wound can learn because their body is seeking to return home to their restorative embodiment. Their brain is seeking to return to its healed version with no trauma memory lingering. That's why with our REM, it's healing. It's trying to heal. So PTSD, when people have it, they can move beyond it because the brain is actively trying to heal itself. However, there's also their need to participate, because if they're doing the generalization, that overgeneralized thinking is one of the ways people do not move beyond their PTSD. When studies are looking at how and why some people heal from PTSD and others don't. If they're overgeneralized thinkers, it's called like cognitive something overgeneralized behavior, those individuals will stay stuck. So you were raped once, now I see all men or women or theys as a threat. And that's where the overgeneralization is not helping a person to use their neuroplastic agent imagination and their chit-chatter, the left mode, in a way to say, you know what, this thing happened. It was not something that we wanted. Nobody wants rape. Nobody wants violence. Nobody wants any of those awful things that happen out there. But the part of the story you tell yourself, that's your left mode. And so you ruminating and using your brain to relive an experience which has happened in other stories that have been shared by therapists. I'll use one, a mother, she almost burns her house down because she forgot the stove on. She calls the cops or the firefighters, whatever. She gets saved, her and her children. She can't let go of the fact that she fucked up. She literally leads herself with rumination to depression, ends up in a therapist's room, and luckily she gets better. So people don't understand how straightforward it is for them to not be in trauma or to get themselves instead in a vicious cycle, Tara Brock, thank you, of rumination with vengeance and spitting of energy of, you know, like this poison that comes within you, venomous. And it's all because you're leading a thought process of inner critic, outer critic, and you're not actually saying, like my story of, let me try 3 different things. And you know what? If that doesn't work to get me to disengage from being spiteful in my behavior, I'm going to try another 10 things. I'm going to try until I finally figure it out. It's my body. It's my thought. It's my mannerisms. It's my mood. I can do this. Not, no, it's too hard. Plus, people suck. Men suck. Humans suck. Everyone sucks. Women suck. They suck. Everyone's jealous. They all have spite. They all have envy. These are the stories that the human suffering love narrative loves to use. Okay, so FYI, when we take relationships and healing trauma seriously, yeah, don't give me an excuse. Meaning, I'm here with you as a tarot reader right now and channeler and supporter and podcast host and food for thought. And it's, yeah, don't give me the excuse of it's too hard for me to stop being spiteful and then make it seem like I think you're crazy if I'm talking to you about good attachment trauma information when I'm not thinking anyone's crazy. I'm just giving you some information because this is what is a part of my day-to-day and I thought it could be helpful so that you would not ruminate and or keep on doing what is human suffering behavior. And that is maladaptive child behavior. Okay, so when you meet teenagers, you meet a Cusco, you're going to know who they are because anytime you give them some supportive information, here's where Albert Einstein's quote, don't hang around negative people. They give you a problem for every solution. Your human love narrative, your restorative embodiment, don't let, you share, you'll figure out the ones who don't want to move into their mammalian heritage because they will give you the excuse of people suck, humans suck, relationships suck, and da 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 da. Your nervous system, personal development, I don't want to do it, I want life now. Okay, don't expand your window of welcome to emotions or work with your laundry. You're going to be like with that Zen master, you can't be enlightened or enlightenment person because you got laundry. Nope, some of us got feelings, two different things. Means that I am okay with working with the imperfections of the world, the unknowns, unexpecteds, and unwanteds, and I'm not going to whine about it. Because my body doesn't suffer. So Stephen Porges, when your body is in pain, this is why it's hard. Okay, so I know about tummy aches and I know about panic attacks, but let's talk about tummy aches. Let's talk about like a flu. Okay, I had this horrible flu. So I'll use that because I can totally tell you, don't come near me if I'm sick and dying because I'm going to be like, oh, please save me. Please save me. Okay, so I'm just trying to present the other aspect that is when someone is suffering in their body, I understand the word it's hard, but if I provide to you an answer that humanly speaking is out there for free online, by the way, and you continue to not look yourself in the mirror with the ability to move beyond the solo self and to notice I'm translating my human suffering into a story, it's not a race, it's not a competition. It's actually, are you open to hearing what can help you or not? And this is the quote unquote, I'll do that, free will, I'll do quote unquote, because I understand what's being presented. But you know what? I'm gonna use my empowered divine masculine friend because I have known him, I don't even know anymore how long, but he is the reason why I know that people are capable of being self-aware. Of being, if they wanna be an asshole to somebody and to stop being an asshole to somebody. And if you have one human being who's doing it, well, you know, I better bet a lot of other people can do this, okay? And so being able to choose, I'm part of a herd, Manny, Sid, and Diego, Ice Age. Healing trauma is about the relationships that we build. They have to be healthy, self-worth, secure attachment relationships in order to support healing of trauma because trauma is relational. Intimacy is the core. The first intimacy is with yourself. But yourself will have learned how to self-regulate from your first year of life. So this is why if you did not have secure attachment, having a secure attachment figure is going to be a positive. You're going to be provoked, quote unquote, because from within you, that 0-1-year-old is going to be, fuck that bitch. She better leave because she's a liar, liar, pants on fire. I know you're not going to stick around. And this is the moment, though, of truth, once again, of a person who notices I'm telling myself a story, but it is not matching up with the walk and the talk of this person. I continue telling myself a bullshit story. This is a bullshit story. I can see her walking, or him, or they. And so the minute you can see something that shows you what your words are speaking are false, and you are open to yourself, and that's something that, again, any person can notice because you'll say, wow, I looked at that cashier lady. She looked at me weird, but she's not a bitch. I just thought she was a bitch because I'm an insecure human being because I have emotional insecurities. Let me not project them, shall I? Okay, so maladaptive children know what they're doing in their behavior. They don't know that it's their karma, that it's their unconscious 0-1-year-old to the 8. And then the 8 to the 16, they can become aware of it with not only attachment trauma information, but even without it. They can look as they're getting older and say, I am having an emotion that says, I don't like this person, I don't trust them, but the emotion is false. And my story is false too. So what's the deal? And the minute they get a hold of any good attachment trauma information and childhood developmental stuff, they'll be like, okay, now I get it, because I'm projecting my household perpetrator, my unsafe environment from home where I was not lovingly accepted. I was not allowed to just love. I had to work for it. And then I was also not allowed to have my basic six childish emotions. I was not allowed to be a child that was innocent. I had to think of grown-up things. I had a nervous system. So the minute they get a handle of just some of those free pieces of information that are out there, and they're actively contemplating it, but it's because they got one at least healthy self-worth human being in their life who consistently brought to them this kindness word and compassion. And it's not kindness to them. They don't consider you kind. They consider you a liar, liar, pants on fire. And this is what is the opposite. And what I can tell you about any time somebody's thought of me as an evil bitch and an evil witch, today all I know is, well, maybe I'm an evil bitch. Maybe I'm an evil witch. I don't know. Do I care? No, I don't even notice. I actively don't notice if somebody thinks anything about me because I'm not worried about what they're thinking. Furthermore, I like people who have balls. Now, honestly, if somebody's going to think I'm an evil bitch, evil witch, I'd rather hear it, because then I'm like, wow, we got one with balls. Yay, let me see. Hey. You want to tell me why? I'm just curious. I don't think I'll get any way, you know. So here's the deal. I'm sorry. I like to joke, but then again, I don't. Meaning that I don't really believe anyone will do that. If they do, though, I do know that I probably would be like, oh, wow, I'm so sorry. Should I? I don't know. Maybe I would want to ask you more, but I probably won't, because the inner child of that person is ruling them. So they're not looking to converse, and I don't actually look to converse with somebody who is upset, because, you know, they're not emotionally aware of themselves, and it's not really nice, you know, so there's no need. But point is that a securely attached human being will trigger the person's inner child. That person can think about their mood if they want to, and that's when you know an adult, when you know one. But with all that being said, the therapist explained to me why they're not adults, that they're being emotionally reactive. And I understand their explanation, because a 5D mystic in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group functional adult will care about the situation of expansion of consciousness. I know the right silence. For one, if you can't say something nice, shh, say nothing. Take a bit of good advice, say nothing. Nan. I learned how to silence my brain, and it's not suppression. I just shut it down because you're upset. Whatever you're saying, it doesn't even matter. So I'm just going to be like, okay, here's the floor, three-year-old. Okay, bye, number one. And so emotionally, it's not, I don't have an ego that needs your approval. That's a securely attached, empowered human being, is whatever words you say, I'm not offended. Teenager, you move out of the whole low self-esteem if you chose empowerment, and you choose, how do I want to respond? How do I want my value body and my heart body? I have Jesus, and I chose, thank you, Jesus, for the example of how to walk a walk and talk a talk. And so I will treat you like a person and talk to you. I will not do anything except for that if I can talk. If you're getting upset, I don't want to deal with your anger, and so I will choose to disengage from the conversation completely. If you, on the other hand, want to keep talking, then I will address the conversation and I will try my best to talk. And if I notice that you don't talk calmly, I'm going to say something along the lines of, you know, we're disagreeing, so I'm not sure. You seem upset. I really don't want to get you upset. Or maybe if I'm upset, you know, this is the part where you always want harmony, not because of people pleasing, it's because there's no need for us to waste our breath. So healing trauma can only come from a functional adult conversation. That's what I'm also trying to present with you with this example. It doesn't happen when you have an adaptive child, which is why if somebody's reactive to me, the more likely scenarios I'm going to be quiet about it, and I'm going to leave it alone, and I will not be using my time to try and build anything. The individual who brought to me their reaction is the person who, if they want, they can address with me what has taken place if they're ready to be a functional adult. And you know when that happens. And so as a 44-year-old woman, what I will share as we're closing out, relationships are awesome. And you don't need to cancel anyone, but you'll notice who the people are that are functional adults and wanting to be pachas with you. And therefore, the ones who are more likely to have healthy self-worth, to be self-aware, they don't want to crap on humanity. They don't want to be envious, jealous, spiteful teenagers for the rest of their life. The ones with attachment wounds don't want to stick to their human suffering love narrative. Okay, so you'll notice the people who are open to becoming more mature, and those are pachas, and we have those people in our lives. I got my lovely man friend and friends and the women friend and friends. And when I say friend, it's because I have at least two people that are constants, and then there's others that I will probably be forgetting, okay? But there's a very clear way to notice those who are empowered. And like I said, for me as a divine feminine, I am honored to have an empowered divine masculine because my lenses, they get to see better. And that's because my divine masculine gets to pick up. You know, we are able to expand consciousness and expand ourselves as humans thanks to blending. You and I, we both, all people have divine masculine, divine feminine. And we lead as those traits when we have people we can look up to. And we look up to because they know how to do it better. A divine masculine who has their own divine feminine, they will know how to be a divine masculine. And I will use the noun pronoun he. It's not a he necessarily, but I will in this case. And divine feminine, I will use pronoun her. Again, it's not sex or gender specific, but in this case, I'm using this for this scenario and this story. And there's a reason, and it is because of the ability to know that the herd with a good divine masculine man has an actual protector that has a soft heart, because they will have a divine feminine woman who's a nurturer, who knows how to tend to the unconscious. Because see, the part about being intuitive is that I can tend to your inner child, give you a 0-1-year-old, 3-7 that can feel safe to be yourself. By showing you how easy love is, you don't have to work for it. You're perfect just the way you are with your imperfections, and your six emotions are not something that you need to be ashamed of. And I will not shame you, blame you, fear you. I will not make you feel that you are wrong and defective for having, whether it be fear, anger, disgust, surprise, the six basic, there's another one, happiness, love. I will allow you to have comfortable vulnerability with your human being, six basic emotions. That is what a divine feminine nurturer is meant to be able to provide, which is why all of our cubs, they can all be soft-hearted. The divine masculine needs to have a divine feminine inside of them that is awoken in order for them to be an actual divine masculine. And we will leave it at that, because the spirituality bias community thinks that humanity has done something wrong. No, humanity was ignorant, and now we're less ignorant. And that's where I'm going to leave it. So I know, thanks to my empowered, healthy, self-worth, divine masculine, I can see better, because I know I've always had my divine masculine active, but I've not had a good speaker and a good example of a divine masculine to be able and learn from him how to use my eyes with my own divine masculine. And so I get to learn thanks to having a good example, which is what children learn from. They learn from the healthy divine masculine, divine feminine couples. Doesn't have to be, again, he or she in this case. I'm trying to give you the example because these two energetic imprints are part of people. I know I'm a divine feminine, and I am, again, blessed to have an empowered divine masculine, so I can see better. I'm complimented. I'm made better in every single way that I can come to you today. It's educational, and yes, my oversoul in its entirety, but we can thank my divine masculine for showing me how to look with a lens of a good divine masculine, that I'm more whole, and that is a benefit to everyone. And again, hopefully the same has been shared and continues to be shared with the divine masculine, because that way they can bring out more of what they are, and together because we care about the herd, like Manny, Sid, and Diego, they tend to that baby. Sid's the one who helps them sometimes with his weirdness and his, you know, all of that mushy stuff. Diego learns how a herd is supposed to work versus being in his herd. And Manny learns to stop being a dork about, you know, everything happened to him and he needs to go solo. So he learns how to open up. Manny looks a little bit like the avoidant. Diego is a person who's just always in toxic relationships, basically, and comes out of that. Sid is the, if we need to, we could put him in the, like, you know, anxious kind of deal if we need to organize it to have fun. But that's just a side note fun. The herd, that is the human herd, we are always going to be complementing each other effectively when we have healthy self-worth, because it means you know how to love yourself first. And that means you know how to be a solo self that moves beyond solo self, which is why you're the spirituality group. We are overflowing with our humanity and divinity descends. It's not an entity. It's our unconditionally loving each other with flaws and imperfections and knowing that that evil scale, 1 to 22, anything demonic, devilish, these are all stories that are from our ancient times. They all need a good therapist. And whenever we need good systems, they're in prisons. We got laws. We got, okay, so on that scale, in our relationships, what's important is that we work together to heal that trauma. So secure attachment, healthy self-worth, functional adults. This is what helps people to become the version of their self that they wanted to become in the first place. Those who have a child that is reparenting with a good therapist, they want to come to healthy self-worth 5D relationships. Those who have their own inner child and they know, I want to deal with people who are, you know, healthy self-worth, they all want to move into becoming Pachas. And when we're dealing with Cuscos and Squirrels and Yzmas and Ursulas and any of that, 4D mystics, 3D, don't matter, we're going to choose the right silence. And if we can talk about things that expand consciousness together, great, we will. But we will do so in a way that we know can create conversation. If we notice people getting pissy in their pants, we know we got cognitive dissonance going on, structural dissociation, we stay silent. Because we are not going to expand anything in that moment. When you have an adaptive child, there's already the yellow and red. We got a person who's offline. And they are trying to prove they're right. The 16-year-old doesn't want to share the floor. They have a 3-year-old. And this is why it's not a matter of when. It's a matter of, or not if. It's a matter of whenever you find yourself with Cuscos, Squirrels, and Yzmas, you get the opportunity, and Ursulas, to be Pacha. If you want that, you're part of the lovely, I take healing trauma seriously and my relationships, and you love being a 5D mystic or 5D functional adult, and or essentially, you know, again, a person who has integration of the brain. It's called restorative embodiment. It's your mammalian heritage and mine. It's you having access to your first years of life, the 8 to 16. You're grown up now. You are like looking at, I have self-awareness, emotional awareness. I'm liking to work with my emotions and I'm enjoying interacting intellectually, emotionally, and physically with mature people. In fact, we know all about passion. We walk a straight line. We don't say I love you and then we skip out of town. Nope. And when we do deal with anybody who, you know, they do the let me 360 on you, we're not going to be like, oh, I have a saga to tell. Guess how many hearts I was broken. No, we don't have that kind of story. No, we have a very different story. Empowered women, empowered men, and empowered days. They don't actually complain about any of their lovers, because conscious lovers, if I chose to spend time with you, I might be like, what a waste of time, but I'll know, no, it's not a waste of time. I got to expand, I got to learn. I can look to the past and see what we brought to each other. And then I can remember that I'm flawed and imperfect like any other person. And so we bring to each other what we can. Everybody does the best they can. And consciousness, it's your choice to bring forth expansion. And that is when you're presented with me and you and others, the herd members of our human species, because trauma, it's relational. Again, intimacy is its core. First, it's with yourself. But it will be when you're interacting with another human being that you choose, am I going to react with low self-esteem and direct communication, passive-aggressive, and not know about healthy boundaries, which is an actual conversation? Am I going to manipulate? Am I going to be a spiteful person in the moment that I'm interacting with somebody? Am I going to be jealous, envious? Am I going to not do emotional awareness and self-awareness and learn about being a healthy, self-worth person? Healthy self-worth is I'm not superior or inferior to anybody. healthy self-worth is, if I walk into the room and a cashier lady looks at me weird, doesn't matter if she actually is looking at me like I'm a piece of shit. I'm not going to give a shit because it's her opinion, not mine. Why should I? I don't have to say anything. This is not disrespectful. She has an emotional reaction. For all I know, I triggered something. I didn't do it on purpose, but she's the one who's having the emotional stuff, not me. So we can learn to respond to each other with compassion and kindness because that's our mammalian heritage. I hope she feels better tomorrow. And then again, maybe she didn't look at me at all. Okay, so adults, we love life and we love people. We don't love less. No, we love more because we know also attachment trauma information. So again, let's support healing trauma seriously by building secure attachment, functional adult love language relationships. Empowerment is beautiful of the self. So is healthy self-worth. We'll be back with more. If you have any questions, ask Maria, remember, or for anything, curiosity, there's free episodes. We'll be back again. Have a great one.